Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man. He loved his cars and his steel guitars. Papa was a fishing man.
Sing it, Earl.
I've really enjoyed Fish Bites, and not that I didn't before, Navinovskis, but over the last couple of weeks, you've been concentrating on listing 5 things, 10 things, tips that are helpful to people, and we've had a great response from it. I don't know what you're going to do this week, and it doesn't sound like you do either, but that's usually when it comes off good.
You're right.
It usually works out well on the other side.
Like you say, the best shows are the unplanned shows.
Yeah, exactly. So where are we going? What are we doing?
We're going to the river today, meaning January. Look, I got a lot of people who just think the only thing to do in the winter is ice fish or ski or something. And, you know, I want to encourage you to go to the river itself. It's a special time. And, by the way, you will be rewarded in more ways than just a lot of fish because it's a really great time for the fish. You're going to catch a lot of fish this time of year if you can endure it. But really, there's more to it than that. And my favorite thing is the quiet. So I want you to dress really warm. And when I say dress really warm, I mean it, okay? There's no bad weather, just bad clothing. And one thing you really have to do is overheat your torso and overheat your head. A significant hat. Now, everybody wants to put gloves on for their hands because their hands and ears get cold. That's because the body pulls the blood out of those extremities and into their organs. So overheat your organs and your hands and ears will be cold. Okay, it won't be cold. All right. Now, the reason why I love the river, and I'm going to talk to you about how to fish it, but let me just tell you about the experience. My favorite time is when there's a light snowstorm with no wind. Mm. And it's acoustically dead. And you can literally hear your own heartbeat. You can hear your breath. And you're standing in the river. And the river's quiet now because there's not a lot of water running through it. And it's very surreal. And it's a really great time. It's a healing time. Being on the river in the middle of winter is wonderful because, first, you don't have to spend the whole day there. You only need a couple of hours because all the fish calories are consumed literally between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So you're only going to fish midday, and that's when they're going to eat their calories because they eat their calories at the warmest time of the day, conversely in the summer, in the coolest time of the day. So now it's all mashed in. All the fish are going to be eating at the same time. So what you're going to find is a drop-off, a very cool, meaning as far as the river not moving a lot. There's these little pools, and they lay there because they don't have to expend a lot of energy, particularly in the winter. And the strike is going to be very, very subtle, and you're not going to use very much weight, and it's going to be all visual. And you're going to look for that ring and a little set, and boom. Look, you're just going to catch fish. Don't underestimate the winter. It probably is the best time to go. And a lot of people out there don't even consider fishing this time of year. And it's truly a tragedy because the winter has transitioned and the river has transitioned. And it's really wonderful to experience it. The quiet, and you're just going to catch a lot of fish. And you're just going to stand in the same pool you get to because there's really no need to move around. You make a snow trail to where you're going to get in. You see your spot. You throw your line up to where the river's coming into that pool. You lift your line out of the water without moving your strike indicator. Very key there. If you move your strike indicator, you also move your fly. Anything that happens to my fly that's atypical renders it fishless. You get your line out of the water and sort of hold your breath, and the strike is going to happen in the same place. So you can just set whether you look like a strike or not, and you're going to catch a lot of fish. And then don't wait too long. Some people, they wait too long and the sun gets low on them, and now they got a different temperature than when they got there. And it could be kind of dangerous, but not really that dangerous. And your waders are wonderful because they break the wind. And you don't need a parka. You need a raincoat, okay? So wear all your layers under the raincoat because the raincoat works as a windbreak. And that's better than a parka. I know I ski with my ski clothes, but I don't fish with that.
Yeah.
And you really can't put too much clothes on. And don't worry about your hands. If your body's overheated, your hands will be warm. And then try not to get your hands wet. I know you have to take that fish off, you know, and let them go. But you're going to be well rewarded. And it gets you out of the house and gets you back into nature. And then we need this in our lives. And if you don't know that you need it, go do it. And then you realize that it's something you need.
Well, you may not have been able to hear it on your end, but I put a little of the music from A River Runs Through It, because your description of sitting on the river with a light snowfall and no wind and how it's acoustically dead reminds me of that morning, and I think we talked about this not long ago, where I was sitting next to you along the Madison River
at
the weekend of the last opening or the closing of the road there into Yellowstone, and just watching you tie flies or pick some flies that you were putting on your line, getting ready to fish. I can see it right now. It's an amazing visual.
And like I say, this is the experience of winter, and a lot of anglers do not understand how wonderful it is. It might be more rewarding than in the summer.
Yeah. All right. That's great stuff. Another Fish Bite says we wrap up hour number one this week on KSL Outdoors Radio. Hour number two coming up after we get you a news update, both with what's happening around the country, around the world, and here in Utah. Stay with us. More coming up on KSL Outdoors Radio.